Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Earlier this month, the town of Clarence approved a Tim Hortons at Main and Harris Hill. Now, this has been a controversy for the last year as the company that wants to put this Tim Hortons there was struggling to get approval. They then decided to not change anything with the outside of the building, just the interior of the old bank at Main Street and Harris Hill in Clarence. The town approved it on October 9th, and there has been pushback before that and ever since then. And a few days ago, our next guest put a message on the Clarence community page. My wife saw it, brought it to my attention, and I reached out to Herb Gunther, who joins us right now. Herb, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us. I really appreciate you giving us the time to talk about our situation here.
Of course. And Herb, I got to tell you, I could tell by your post and the article in the paper a few days ago that there was, you know, opposition. I posted a picture of the building this morning with a comment that you were coming on. And let me tell you, my comment section exploded. So take us back to the beginning. When did you first hear about this idea of a Tim Hortons being at Harris Hill and Main Street?
It was probably a couple, 3 months ago when we really got involved in it. And when we saw the first proposal, we were already against it. And a number of us formed a group and said, we really need to oppose this because we don't think this fits in with a neighborhood, especially since this is zoned as a traditional neighborhood. And the intent is to have a pedestrian friendly environment. I mean, we don't want transit road on Main Street. We want it to be a traditional neighborhood, a walkable neighborhood. So we really don't think this fit in here. And we were really against it from the beginning. And we met with the town planners. We met with Jonathan Bluer and the staff and talked about this and said, we don't think this belongs here. We think there's issues in terms of the special exemption use permit, that it doesn't meet those requirements and therefore shouldn't be approved. And he said, well, the town thinks a little differently about it. And what the applicant did is the first plan showed some traffic options at both those entrances and exit, right in, right out. I'm sorry, right in, right out, left, no left turn signs. They did some reconfiguration of those exits and entrances. And when they did that, it had to go to the Department of Transportation and it had to go to Erie County Department of Public Works because Harris Hill is County Road and Main Street is DOT. They both came back with comments saying we want to see X, Y, and Z to mitigate the issues that we see here. And when that happened, they could not, supposedly, the applicant said, well, we can't meet all these conditions. We're just going to ignore that. We're not going to change any of the exits or the entrance. We're going to leave them exactly the same. And we're just going to do changes on the inside here, and that's how we're going to get it passed. And the town planning board goes, Herb, our hands are tied. We can't do anything. So we can't do anything. I said, you have the special exemption use permit. Use that. He goes, well, the drive-thru is already existing. I said, the drive-thru is not even there. It's been ripped out. Yeah, but it was used as a drive-thru before. It was a bank before. A bank has such a low volume of people coming in, and the hours are so different. And Tim Hortons opens up at 5 and 6. Banks open up at 9 o'clock. Totally different clientele and throughput. and the three traffic studies they did show there were some serious issues at that traffic stop already. So what the applicant did is said, I am going to ignore all that, but the exits and entrances are virtually the same locations that they were on their first proposal. So basically the traffic issues don't go away, Joe. They're still there. There's going to be increased crashes at the intersection. And by the way, that intersection, according to our traffic studies, has an almost 18% greater crash rate than the New York State average. I had to find that information. It was only mentioned in the traffic study. They didn't give all the data. I had to go and dig for that data. And also, you're within 500 feet of two schools. You got Harrisdale Elementary, and you got Nativity School across the way. That is already mayhem in the morning. And it's also when they do the pickup in the afternoon. My wife works at Harrisdale. Those cars are queued. Over 100 cars are queued to pick up kids to take them home from school. And that traffic backs out onto Harrisdale and even into Main Street sometimes. Now, I'm not opposed to Tim Hortons. You know, Joe, I go to Tim Hortons. I'm not opposed to it. I'm opposed to the drive-through there. I'm opposed to any drive-through there. That's really the big crux here. I don't mind it. I just wish somehow that the town, the county, and DOT had gotten together and at least made some attempt to make this a safer place. If we can't get rid of the drive-through, we'd like to see some traffic safety measures employed here, because right now there's nothing, absolutely nothing.
You mentioned that intersection, and I, you know, pick up my my son at my in-laws a few days a week, and I'll tell you, I go out on Worley from their house instead of Main Street and drive Worley up to Shimerville just to avoid Main and Harris Hill. And like you said, I mean, there's two schools feeding into that, and I mean, morning rush at a place like Tim Hortons coincides with morning rush of dropping kids off at school.
Yeah. Yeah, and the crazy thing is, if you take a look at what Erie County Department of Public Works said, they took a look at the actual site plan that was developed, and they looked at it and said, you know what, you're not showing this correctly. You're not showing the correct car lengths. These need to be 20 feet in length in each one of them, and you're not showing it. And the way you show this is not how drivers behave. You're going to spill out into Harris Hill with your 13 cars that you're saying you're going to need here. So that's a problem regardless of whether the traffic studies, you want to take into account the traffic studies or not. So they wanted two lanes to go into there to alleviate the queuing that's going to spill out onto Harris Hill. Harris Hill is crazy in the morning. People drive on the right shoulder, traveling northbound, to make a right-hand turn onto Main Street. And that's not going away, Joe. We had people out there on the first day of school handing out pamphlets, and people are driving. They ignore the no left turn out of the school, which the traffic study showed over 38% of the people ignore that sign altogether. And they're driving on the shoulder, driving past people where we had standing there handing out pamphlets. It's a dangerous intersection. It's going to get more dangerous. And I don't know why the town doesn't reach out. Now, having said that, the town planner has said, Herb, this is existing nonconforming. You know, we can't really fight this. I said, well, we might do an Article 78 petition and bring it back and try to essentially sue the town to enforce this. And, you know, that's a tough road, Joe, because the developer can come back and do their own Article 78 and sue right back and quote unquote win, and they don't have to give any concessions. But my point is, what concessions have we gotten from the developer? They gave us a new sidewalk on Harris Hill, and that was it. Everything else they have gotten. They've given us, what have they given us? They put a couple of dormers on the building, and they put a mansard roof to hide the unit, which is required, by the way, for the traditional neighborhood zoning. So I don't understand what do we get for this, for giving them this? And they don't even conform to some other areas in the traditional neighborhood. And the town, I don't know why they're not pushing back on this. I get it. There may be a lawsuit that in the end we end up losing. But if I'm going to die on a hill, this is the hill I'm going to die on. I mean, this, I don't want this to be transit road, Joe. I this is not supposed to be transit road. This belongs on transit road. It doesn't belong on Harris Hill or Main Street. So that's where we're coming from. We don't want that drive through because we just think this is going to be a big issue. You know, take a look at Barbills. It was down the road. They had so much traffic issues that New York State DOT came out and they put no parking signs on both sides of the street from Alethea's all the way back up because of all the traffic issues there. What's going to happen when this Tim Horton comes in?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And Joe, I'm sorry. On top of that, the development that's happening to Paula's Donuts, and that whole development thing, that was not included in any of the traffic studies, which means that traffic's going to end up going down there too.
That's a great point. What is happening at the Paula's? Not to divert for a second here.
They're supposed to have a mixed use. It's supposed to be like 2 and 3 stories. So first floor retail, second, third floor apartments or condos that they're doing along Main Street. And, Joe, I'm not opposed to that. I'm not opposed to development. I just want it to be smart development, right? Everyone talks about sprawl. How do you combat it? Well, you combat it by either letting sprawl exist or you have to get more dense. So what they're proposing there, I'm not against it. It should be thoughtful. It should be pedestrian friendly. We shouldn't make it a commercial parking lot. I don't mind the development. I just think the development needs to be more thoughtful, Joe.
Yeah, you know, back to this Tim Hortons. So for months, it was being not being approved. But so the way that they're going to keep the old bank building, kind of like the Tim Hortons on Sheridan and Evans, that's how they got the end around. And you were told from the board that really that kind of takes it out of their control?
Correct. Takes it out of their control. Now, having said that, the town, at least I believe, still has, as the executive branch, has the authority to reach in and deny this permit. Now, you know when that happens, the developer is going to sue them. And it's going the whole rigmarole about that. And then in the end, they might eventually win. But again, Joe, I think this is worth it to say, we don't want this type of development here. So for us, I think our thought process has evolved over the couple months here. At first, we don't want the drive-through at all. But if we have to have the drive-through, can we at least all sit down one more time and see if we can't get some traffic mitigation measures developed here with Erie County and DOT and the town? Now, I had a meeting this morning with Pat Gallivan's chief of staff, and he's going to look at it from the DOT side. I have talked to Chris Green, who's our county legislator, and he is looking into it too. I also called Paul Bologna and said, Paul, we think this is a real issue here. They all have concerns about this, and the traffic is definitely going to be a big concern. Can't we all sit down and try to figure something out? If we have to have this drive-through, what can we do to make it at least a little more safe? And then, in our opinion, the long game, the end game, is within the next 10 years to write out of the traditional neighborhood, no drive-throughs in the traditional neighborhood area, to sunset all the drive-throughs so that within 10 years there's no drive-throughs. We do not want this to be transit road.
Kind of like what they did in Williamsville. And, you know, you can't have a new drive-through now on Main Street in Williamsville.
Right, right. So, and it just... Again, this is the town. The town created this traditional neighborhood. This is their idea. And all we're saying is, why aren't you enforcing this better? Why aren't you going through the code? You're not enforcing this part of it. You're not enforcing that part of it. Technically, if you go through the code, they don't have enough square footage for a septic system. They're putting a septic system in. They don't have enough acreage for the septic system. But they still let it go ahead and approve it. Technically, there's not supposed to be any flat roofs on that building. There's still a flat roof on the overhang over the drive-thru. They didn't do anything with that. So there's all these other things. What did we get for this? I'm sorry. We gave the developer almost everything that they wanted, and we got nothing in return. Did we not go through this a little more thoroughly? There's also issues with parking in the front and stuff like that. And again, you know, if you reduce the parking, it just reduces the restaurant space, which, again, I think less traffic would be better for that. So I think there's things we can do to make it safer if we need to have it there. I just, in a sense, feel that the town maybe hasn't done its best here, or we haven't reached out to everyone and have a better consensus on this, Joe.
So, Herb, what is next? You mentioned you met with someone from the senator's office. You've talked
Correct.
To other elected officials, the county legislator, Correct. And the assemblyman, all who, by the way, fans of this show. what is the next step, Herb?
Well, what we've done, we've had a GoFundMe, and because the legal fees are expensive to do an Article 78 petition to basically try to come to the town for this thing here. So we have that there. We have over $3,000 right now. But this could take up to, it's a lot of money. It could be $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to do a petition against them. But we're still doing the GoFundMe. We're talking to legal counsel to see if what our next steps are. And then beyond that, we're, you know, just trying to get the word out and trying to get pressure on the town to see, take another look at this and see if we can come together and hopefully get a better resolution than what we have right now.
Well, Herb, keep us updated. You have anything else you have to bring to the table? You know my number. Reach out to me. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, I just think we wanted just a better resolution here. You know, so I think we could all sit down and get something better here than what we have now, and that's all we're looking for.
Now, so. did I read correctly that you said that you didn't like the way something was put in the paper?
Yeah, I mean, the way it was worded is like they created the developer was able to get a workaround to get this to work. Work for who? Yeah, you made it work for yourself, but you didn't help. What citizens you help? You didn't help the traffic studies or anything. So, yeah, you got a workaround. You figured it out. Great. Congratulations. Did it help us? Did it help the citizens here? Did it help the traffic? No, it didn't. The only one it helped was the developer there. So I didn't really like the way that's like they made it sound like, oh, we had a maneuver. We were able to get around it. Therefore, this is a great thing for the town. It's not a great thing for the town. It's a great thing for the developer, but it's not a great thing for us, in our opinion, Joe.
Hey, all good points, Herb. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to join us. And like I said, anything else developing, reach out to me. We'll get you right back on.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you. That is Herb Gunther, part of the push against the Harris Hill residents against Tim Hortons drive-thru.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.